Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires. Conejo Valley Days is celebrating the Valley's rich heritage and volunteer spirit with new carnival rides, headliner entertainment, craft vendors, art trek crafts, a STEM science pavilion, home and garden show, and a full food court. It's a celebration perfect for the whole family. Conejo Valley Days, May 11th through 15th at the Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. New this year, VIP experience tickets include wine tasting and 60th anniversary discount family packages, both available online now. These will sell out. Purchase general admission tickets online or cash only at the door. Visit CanejoValleyDays.us for more information on their Read and Ride program and their new STEM Science Exhibition Pavilion.
Welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis, sponsored by Soba Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for the Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And of course, I'm Kim.
I'm Sherry, and so happy to be here today.
Congratulations.
Saturday. I know. I'm a grandma. This is my first time on the radio as a grandma.
I know.
It's a big deal to me.
It's funny. You're going to probably be like me. I call it, I'm like, okay, they're going to call me Glamma. Okay, they're going to call me Nani. They're going to call me, and I keep, and my daughter looks at me, and both my daughters are like, Mom, they're going to call you whatever they call you. I know. I'm just trying to get them primed, you know, because it's like, you know,
some
That's
people. That's what everyone keeps telling me, because I have the name Gammy.
Oh, see. Okay, so you're Gammy.
I'm Gammy, but we'll see. They, I mean, be Gammy.
I know. So anyways, well, congratulations.
Thank you,
and
Kim.
A beautiful little baby girl.
Yeah.
And what'd they name her?
Harper James.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Tom, how you doing?
Doing great over here.
All
wonderful
right.
day. Beautiful.
There you go. Well, we always want to start our show with a positive start and segment. And of course, again, if you're just tuning in with us, you have tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Of course, sponsored by SOBA, and of course, all of our other sponsors and advertisers. And if you have a company out there or a business or an event that you want to have be a part of our show, we would love to hear from you. And of course, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, that is the number that you'll be calling, because we've got lots and lots of giveaway things, and we love to give back to our listeners, and we love to get you guys involved. And so all you have to do is call in and let us know who you are, and at the same time sign up for our newsletter that goes out every single week. It lets you know all the guests that we have and all the events that we're talking with, and just a little bit about everything. So of course, we're going to start off with a motivational. The only time you should ever look back is to see how far you've come. And again, today we've got a great show for you. We have Peter Rosenberger, and he's the author of Hope for the Caregiver. And then we're going to be talking with Mark Lundholm and Curtis Matthews about a new take on stand-up comedy. And of course, it's called The Addicts, and it's a comedy tour. I'm excited to hear about that. And again, if there's something going on in your family or your life, or just wherever you are in your world, we'd love to be that research and resource for you. So again, the phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, connect with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. Listen to our podcast, and our podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Again, Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim. We have Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch, eggs, and produce at how about 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. Bring your hubby some sugar. Call for your share of Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. You always give those away. They're great.
I know.
Urbane Cafe for a healthy gourmet brunch, located at 4960 Telephone Road in Ventura. The Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Visit the cocktail bar for a midday brunch, and that's at the Town Center Drive in Oxnard. You deliver and deserve a little sparkle to brighten your day from Vivi Jewelry. And how about Rubicon Theater's premiere of Clarence Darrow? This one-person tour de force is based on the life of the landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer, playing through June 12th on East Main Street in Ventura. Come check out Elite Theater's Men of Tortuga, playing through May 15th this weekend, located on Victoria Avenue in Oxnard. And finally, the California Strawberry Festival, among the top festivals in the nation, with over 50 food booths, contests, rides, and attractions. You can win tickets with Kim.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. And of course, we just got done doing the March of Dimes, the Walk for Babies. And right now, all the way through the weekend, is the 60th annual Conejo Valley Days. And that's happening right now. That's over at Conejo Creek Park in Thousand Oaks. Lots of stuff going on there. They've got the art truck crafts. They've got the Valley Ridge Heritage, the STEM Science Pavilion, Home and Garden Show, and a full court of food. And it's time to celebrate with the whole family. So I hope that you get over to that one. And of course, next week we've got the 33rd annual Strawberry Festival. And I would love to share that with everybody. I've got tickets if you call in right now at 805-419-0008. I'd love to share those with somebody. And then let's bring our first guest on, Peter Rosenberger. Are you there?
I am here. How you doing there, Grandma?
Okay, how are you?
Grandma.
I know.
Two grandmas.
Two grandmas and a mic.
Two grandmas. Well, hey, my grandson is 6 months old, so.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome to the club there, and it's a great, I told my oldest son, I said, if I'd known grandchildren are so great, I'd have him first.
You got that right. And now, what are you called? Are you called Papa, Grandpa?
I'm hoping for P-Daddy.
P-Daddy, okay, that's cute. I love it.
I don't know what he's going to call me yet. Whatever he wants to call me, I don't care.
I know. That's what my kids are like, Mom, you can't pick it. They just kind of like start to name you, you know? So I love your book, Hope for the Caregiver. And Peter, I think you've been on my show before, haven't you?
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, okay. We've talked about the caregiver. And I think that that's so important because sometimes we forget the caretaker. And, you know, it's an interesting role. Is this your first book or?
Actually, this is my third book. But this is this book has resonated. The other book I wrote, the first book I wrote was a biography, and then the second one was a small kind of manual for caregivers, but this one really has resonated, and we're getting ready, I think, go to our third printing.
Oh, wow. And what were your other two books?
The first one was about my wife. It's called Gracie Standing with Hope, and it's her journey. And then the second one was called Wear Comfortable Shoes, Surviving and Thriving as a Caregiver.
So you were the caregiver, Peter.
Still am. Oh, 30 yeah. years now and counting.
Oh, wow. So what? And talk to us about your wife.
Well, she had a really terrible car accident back in 1983. Mm. She was a freshman in college. I didn't know her at the time. I met her a couple of years later when she came back after the wreck. And she'd had about 20-something operations by the time I met her, maybe about 20, 21. She limped and had a few scars. And we didn't really know how badly she was hurt, but she was young. She was in great shape before her wreck, so she was bounced back well. It changed her walking gait and all that, but I just saw this beautiful young lady and just an extraordinary courage and spunk about her and drop-dead gorgeous. And I said, I'm going to take care of this girl for the rest of my life. Well, I had no idea what that meant.
Wow, what a gem she found in you.
Or health or better or worse, you know, those things mean something. And to date that I can count, she's getting close to 80 surgeries, both legs amputated in the 90s, well over 60 doctors, probably close to about 100 now. I just stopped counting at 60. 12 hospitals, 7 different insurance companies, and well over $9 million in medical bills, and it just keeps growing.
So, you know, we are a recovery show, Peter, recovery from anything, and one of the words that comes up when you have a recovery show is codependency, and I looked at Kim, and she said, what a gem, and then I thought, yes, what a gem, but when you said, I'm going to take care of this person for the rest of my life, I went, oh, what a codependent, and so please don't take that the wrong way, but I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Right. This is what happens with caregivers. We lose our identity in this thing. And it took me years to work through that. I mean, when a codependent dies, somebody else's life flashes in front of their eyes.
That is so true.
Y'all can write that down, too, by the way. That's funny. And tell your listeners, I just need to tell your listeners, this is the way I talk. So y'all don't adjust your radio or anything. This is how I sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am from the South. But, you know, I was so wrapped up in her story, and I thought, okay, this is my journey. I've got to take care of her. I didn't realize that there was more at play here, and it took a long time. And caregivers suffer from three I's, I call them. We lose our independence, we become isolated, and then we lose our identity.
And this could apply to someone who loves an addict or alcoholic, because
these are the same aspects.
It all applies to an addict or an alcoholic relationship, because no matter what the impairment is, it doesn't matter. If it's physical, emotional, addiction, it doesn't matter. The impairment is affects the relationship, and I'm just on a mission here to help caregivers strengthen themselves. Look, here's the bottom line, Kim, and I don't want to sugarcoat this for folks, but if you're a caregiver, and by the way, if you love somebody, you be a caregiver. If you live long enough, you're going to need one. So everybody's got a stake in this thing.
That's a really good point.
The deal. They may not make it, but you have to. That's the bottom line, and because if I go down, my wife's life gets immeasurably hard.
So, Peter, okay, and, you know, obviously Sherry had the insight on this, being the therapist that she is, and, of course, with recovery therapy.
It sounds like you're like coming out of the closet. You're stepping out into your own life now by writing this book. Is that kind of what I hear?
Good point. Not
only that, I found my own voice on multiple levels. I started a radio show.
Good for
you.
Radio show, that's awesome.
For several years now through iHeart, and a TV show this summer. Writing, I speak on this. People drove home the point for me, Kim and Sherry, that this is what happened.
Are you on a cell phone? You should know this better by a radio show, Mr. Host over there. you're cutting in and out.
We got a bad storm here in Tennessee. How about now?
Okay, we'll do a little bit better. Yeah, okay.
Is that better?
Are you on a landline or a cell phone?
No, but all my landlines are
down.
I don't have landlines. So,
okay.
Is that a little better?
Yeah, we'll keep working on it. But go ahead.
I've been a pianist since I was five. I've been playing the piano. And I would accompany my wife for years. She's a no-kidding singer. I mean, she's done some pretty big events. Mrs. Bush had her in the 2004 Republican National Convention up at Madison Square Garden. I mean, she's done some big, big events. No-kidding singer. My pastor asked me to come and play at church as people were coming in early in the morning just to create more of a reverent atmosphere. And I started playing hymns that I've been playing since I was a kid. But I was hearing my wife's voice in my ear, and I wasn't playing the melody. And I realized I have to go back and teach myself how to play the melody. And that was my journey of going into recovery for myself, of learning, okay, it's all right for me to play the melody.
Wow. Peter, do you have children?
I have two. We have two sons.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you, and, you know, it's funny, I wasn't even going to take it down this road, but so in your family
origin.
Yeah, origin, mom and dad, were you almost like more of a mother's son?
Or almost like the hero of the family?
Yes.
Where you just kind of were born to be a caregiver?
I don't know. It's been a big part of my family's life because we've got... I saw that when I was shaped early on by watching my aunt go through this with my uncle. This is my mother's brother. I'm one of six children, and so it's hard to say if I was. We all kind of pitched in on everything.
Well, I would say this. I would say this from a psychological point of view. When you come from a big family, not that your parents didn't do the very best they can, but sometimes you get lost in the shuffle. You know, there's six kids, and you almost feel sort of invisible, and so it's always about everybody else first.
Did we nail it? Did we lose you? We lost him. Okay.
Well, it's an interesting idea, Kim, you know, to look at a family where there's six kids, and so you're all kind of vying for attention, and you're kind of lost. You're that lost child, so to speak. And so I could, you know, the fact that he met someone already in a disabled space, it wasn't that this person became disabled. My understanding is she was disabled.
He didn't even know her, and he picked her.
Yeah, it's almost like there was this law of attraction, this magnetic force field that occurred.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Between the two
of
them. You
know, when I think of the caretaker, you know, you and I have talked about this before, and, you know, you start to caretake for your parents at a point in your life, you know, and losing my mom and not having that, it's you know, it's interesting how...
There's an empty void. We haven't even talked about that, but that's really true.
Yeah, yeah. Peter, are you back with us?
I am. Sorry, we just got a storm going.
That's what I hear. A little thunder, boom, and we lost him.
Well,
so
this is the noise of life, you know. Losing you on the radio is the same noise of, you know, taking care of somebody. It's a noisy job, right?
Well, it can be. And back to you thinking about the family and so forth. You know, in my situation, I kind of stood out in my family, kind of still do. But my wife's story was so big that it was easy to get lost in it. This is what happens with caregivers, though. You go up and you I can't tell you how many people have asked me about my wife over the years. I mean, this has been going on for so long, I can't tell you. I can count the ones who ask about me. And so what we do is we reinforce this belief system that the one we're taking care of is more important and our feelings are not. I just did a thing on my show the other day.
We're really losing him, but I think his point was that, again, it's all about the other person and he gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I remember when my husband had brain surgery And they said, always make sure my grandmother, sent another little thing from my grandmother, is they always take care of the cracked pot instead of the, you know, like just the one that's taking care of you, you don't really concentrate on very much.
Yeah. Well, have you felt some of that empty void since your mom passed away? I mean, it's not only you're grieving, but just not calling her every day, not talking to her, not checking on her.
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, you know, it's just a different feeling. It's just a different feeling. And I don't know. It is, you know, in some sense, I don't want to say it's a relief, but there's a relief. You know what I mean? I don't have anybody to take care of other than my own family
right
now.
Well, I think that's honest. And I think it's really great that you can be so transparent.
I mean,
and
I would do anything to have her, of course, you know.
Of course.
But, you know.
Yeah, there is a sense of relief. I do get that. I mean, my dad was sick for a year. He had cancer. I made sure my mother was still alive, of course. But we went to every, you know, chemotherapy appointment, every cancer oncology appointment. And it was a big responsibility. And of course, I would give anything to have my dad back. But you do, there is a void when that person is gone.
Yeah,
there
Peter, are you back with us again?
I am, and hopefully this time to stay. I'm asking the weather to be still for a minute.
There you go.
In Tennessee until this afternoon.
There you go. So let's really quick, you talk about three positive words for high stress moments. Wait, water, and walk. What does that mean to you?
Well, that's part of what I call the Delta Doctrine, because I learned I was flying out of Atlanta one day on Delta, which, by the way, stands for, duh, everything leaves through Atlanta. and they come on, they tell you how to put your mask on first in case we get into turbulence and we lose air pressure. By the way, they didn't tell you how to open those peanuts, which are surprisingly hard to open, but they do tell you to put your mask on first. And I thought, you know, it's counterintuitive. We don't do that. We don't know how to do it. We are constantly resisting to do the healthy.
So how do you know if
we need to do to put our mask on first as a caregiver?
So how do you know when you're reaching unhealthy spaces in terms of your caregiving? When do you know that you've
Well, there are seven signs I came up with about that. Rage and reactive behavior, for example. Evasiveness. Don't know how to speak in first person singular.
Mm.
So you ask a caregiver, how are you doing? Well, we just got home from the hospital. Or
everything's
she's not
we.
Doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing. And so I thought, okay, well, what does it look like to put your mask on first as a caregiver? And I came up with those high-stress moments that we have, that we got to come up with something simple here, because when it gets crazy, we got to put our mask on and just kind of catch our breath.
How does your wife feel with you taking charge of your own self, your own life?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I mean, all of a sudden she's not...
Let me tell you what those three words mean.
Sure, sorry about that.
Wait, water, walk. That's putting your mask on first. Wait, because most of the craziness that happens with us as caregivers is a flashpoint emotionally. Wait. We can bite our tongue and learn to like the taste of blood sometimes. We just don't have to talk. We just wait. We don't have to go to every fight we get a ticket to. I was talking to somebody earlier today about dealing with sundowners. Are y'all familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
So, you get in these crazy moments with sundowners, and it is just awful. So you just wait. You just button up. Just don't talk. And then the second one is water, drink to think, just cool yourself to put something in your mouth besides words, and then take a walk when it gets really crazy. Those are the first things you can do just to kind of collect your own thoughts, because we never make good decisions when we're acting crazy.
Important. It's basically thinking first.
Yeah.
Well, and back to your question about my wife, you know, healthy caregivers make better caregivers. The better my health is emotionally, physically, fiscally, professionally, spiritually, all of the above, the better off I'm going to be able to care for her.
Wow.
She has long-term needs that need me at the top of my game, and I'm not going to be there if I'm turning into a husk of a person.
So, Peter, do you have your own business or career?
I was just thinking about that.
I run two companies.
Okay.
I run two companies, and I'm a full-time caregiver.
Okay.
Wow. And one of them is the prosthetic limb outreach that my wife started when she gave up her legs, and we put legs on amputees in West Africa. And we collect used limbs from around the country and work with the local prison where inmates volunteer to disassemble so we can recycle the prosthetic limbs.
So your business is related to all of this. How fascinating is that?
Wow.
Well, and the other company I run is Caregivers with Hope, which is my outreach to fellow caregivers. It's through the radio show, speaking, the books, and so forth. And then, by the way, I'm a caregiver.
Wow. And do you ever hire caregivers to come in?
I have part-time help that comes with me that helps with Gracie. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That's interesting.
So what would you, always had it. What would you say to a mother? Let's say, we're, you know, because of our audience being recovery and many of our listeners are family members of addicts or alcoholics. And again, it's a different kind of caregiving, but it does apply here. What would you say to that family member who has given up their life for the person that they love?
They have a savior. You're not that savior.
Mm.
I always tell people, look down at your hands. If you don't see nail prints, this ain't yours to fix.
Hmm,
you know, I didn't do this. I didn't do this to my wife. I can't undo it.
Wait, so do you have some regrets now?
Regrets?
Yeah.
Oh, I have a ton of regrets. I've had my own train wrecks. I got all kinds of crazy stuff in my life. But, I mean, it's like you said about looking backwards. I mean, you can. It's okay to look backwards. Just don't stare.
Would you have done anything differently as you look back?
Well, I would have made a lot less mistakes.
I mean, how about...
You know, I can't really go into the what-if situation because I have to just deal with today. I think that's the hardest thing we deal with anybody with an impairment of any kind is that gap between what is and what we wish would be.
So what about, okay, I won't come from a negative place. I'll come from a positive space. What would you say is your greatest lesson having this experience?
Great question. Great way to put it.
The greatest lesson I've learned is that healthy caregivers make better caregivers. The healthier I am on every level, the more I'm able to love her and care for her better.
Well, she is a lucky woman.
Yeah,
no, Peter Rosenberger.
We both are because we've learned through this process, and it's a great process to learn. I mean, you know, look, it's hard. Life is hard.
Yes, it is.
But you're as miserable as happy as you choose to be.
Mm. And you're writing your own story, and that's really the case. And right now, at this point, you know, I mean, you know, do you guys have a good relationship, or do you have a lot of resentment?
No. We got a good relationship.
Okay.
One of the passions I have for my fellow caregivers is that one day we will stand at a grave, and we can do so without clenched fist, either at our loved one, at family members who didn't help the way we wish they would have, at ourselves, because we tend to beat the crap out of ourselves, or at God. You can't push a wheelchair with clenched fist.
I think you have so much to offer the young people today, the entitled young people, to understand what, you know, I don't want to say self-sacrifice.
The dedication.
Dedication. That's a better way.
And it can be as a family. I mean, because life happens. Let's just face it. Life happens.
And no one is perfect, no matter.
And we all come out of here. I mean, nobody ends up, we all die. That's really the bottom line.
The aging rate in this country is still 100%.
Yeah. Well,
that's
and
funny,
so,
by the way, Kim. So, that's just funny.
You're too quick for us.
I know, exactly. You know what? So, Peter, let me ask you, and a pleasure having you on. I'd love to be on your show and share, you know, some of the things, the brighter side of life, because there is hope for the caregiver and the caretaker, because it's kind of a give and take, isn't it?
One more time on your question. You kind of went through subjects there, and I want to follow what the question was.
Well, to be a caregiver, you have to be a caretaker. It has to be a give and take, isn't it?
Well, the one thing is you stop looking for other people to meet your needs. Mm. And the greatest relationship I spend, the most time with, the most intimate relationship I have is the one with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to learn to recognize that I can't depend on my wife or really anybody else. I mean, we even if my wife was completely healthy and had no disabilities whatsoever, you still can't put that kind of pressure on another human being to meet your needs.
Yeah.
And you've got to tap into your own inexhaustible source of love. Mine comes from God, and recognize that, okay, now I'm free to give without having to demand that she do something in return.
Have you taken up any kind of like hobby or done anything, you know, out of the ordinary being a caregiver and finding yourself?
I've done several things, of course, the shows, the books, and I'm working on my second degree black belt.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And then I spend a lot of time on the piano. And so, yeah, I do.
So you definitely found yourself and found things to love and found things to love doing.
I really do. And you find things, beauty around you. It doesn't require exotic entertainment. I don't know a lot of caregivers who want exotic entertainment. Sometimes we just want a bowl of soup and a piece of cornbread in a quiet
you
place.
Said that sounds
you
good to me.
It.
I love it. So really quick to wrap this up, and we're so glad that you came on and joined us. And what advice can you give to others that recognize they will eventually become a caregiver? I keep saying a caretaker as opposed to a caregiver to aging parents.
Well, it's going to happen, so go ahead and plan now. There's no need to wait until the crisis happens. Nobody makes good decisions when you're reacting. So go ahead and make some plans right now. Look at the house. Is the house accessible? I mean, you know, why wait until somebody falls to put in grab bars? What about life insurance? Where's the will? Does everybody have some kind of a long-term care plan in place? These are little things you could start doing right now. You know, a lot of people wait until they think it's just not going to happen, or when it does happen, they all go into a panic mode, and then they start screaming and crying. There's no need to live like that. Mm. Go ahead and make some
preparation. In other words, live as if it's happening now.
Right. I love
it. Well, live as if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and it's like getting out. How many people put on their seatbelt after they have the wreck?
Wow. That's very.
I mean, yeah, I think about all the stuff that we had to take care of after my dad passed away. There wasn't enough conversations that we should have had.
I know.
About
this is
how
so
to take care
true.
Of things. Yeah. And it's really left with those that are left, and it's very difficult.
Yeah. Wow. Again, Peter, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery.
And how do we get your
book?
Well,
are just great. Sorry about the phone problems there, but, you know, it all worked out. And you just gracious folks. So thank you and welcome to Grand Parenthood.
And tell us how we can find your information.
CaregiversWithHope.com. You can get a free chapter of my book. Go on out there, CaregiversWithHope.com.
Oh, how generous.
And I got all kinds of stuff out there for folks.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you again. And share our show with everybody.
Will do.
You got it. All right. Thanks so much. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Mark and Curtis. And we're going to be talking about the Addicts Comedy Tour. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry, Tom. And I'd love to give something away. And I've got Urban Cafe. It's a healthy gourmet brunch located. They're Camarillo and Simi Valley, all over the place. Love that place. And love to share some gift certificates. So stay with us. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor, Fisherman's Wharf, provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Men of Tortuga, a comedy thriller that tells a compelling story of greed, power, bourbon, and barbarism, playing April 15th through May 15th. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, lots going on out here in the 805 and, of course, all over. But I'd love to share some tickets with you. And, of course, I've got Elite Theater and last weekend of Men of Totoga. And, again, a great studio that I'd love to share. And if you haven't been there, go over to the Channel Island Harbor in Oxnard. And we've got also Framed coming up through the 22nd. So I'd love to get some tickets out to somebody out there. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. If you don't win them here, you can go to www.elitetheater.org. That's www.elitetheater.org. And go check out some of their shows there. Our next guest is Mark Lendum and also Curtis Matthews. And, of course, we're talking about the Addicts Comedy Tour. Mark, Curtis, are you guys there?
I am here.
Who's?
This is Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
Hello.
Okay, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Is Mark there?
I am also here.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, you scared me
Hello,
for a
Curtis
second.
Hello, Curtis Matthews.
All
hey,
right.
Mark, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Okay, you guys, we're here. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't know this was a team comedy duo. I've seen Mark a few times at some of the addiction conferences, but I had no idea that we had a duo going on.
Yeah.
Is this something new?
Yeah. Mark and I have been friends for a long time, and you know, I was on a different path. I was working in clubs. I was in recovery and working in clubs, and Mark was, you know, hammering and being of service to the recovery community. And we were friends, and we said, hey, let's, Mark had the idea. He said, you know, let's do this. We tried it as a theater show, and now we're just having fun working in clubs and trying to reach as many people as we can.
And when you say clubs, I mean regular comedy clubs?
Yeah, regular comedy clubs, but we still do conventions and private, but regular comedy clubs and theaters where people go and watch, you know, regular comedy.
I had no idea that you were mainstreaming. Wow.
You make it sound like heroin.
Well, you know why I say that is because we actually had a comedian on a while ago, and he was saying how difficult it was in the comedy
to
clubs,
get into the
to
clubs,
be able to, you know, like you can go to a 12-step meeting. I mean, it's anonymous, so I don't want to. But you can go to a meeting and you can tell your story. But how do you tell that story in a comedy club when everybody's drinking? And he said it's been very difficult, you know, transitioning as a sober individual doing comedy and having, you know, having recovery jokes. So I guess my question to you is it a recovery show in a mainstream comedy club, or is it a mainstream show in a mainstream club?
Go ahead, Mark. Oh, I'll tell you what, that's the easiest question you'll ask me all day. People who are new think they got to tell their story to everybody. We're anonymous for a reason. The only thing we get to do by being sober is rejoin the human race. So we're doing regular comedy.
Oh.
With a little bit of a layer of recovery. Rehab can mean knee surgery if you're a normal person. For us, it's just very specific. So a young comic who says it's tough doesn't know what he's doing. I'm sorry to say that, but he'll learn. He'll learn the hard way.
Well.
He'll tell a story until they tell him to go to back to meeting. And then come back to a comedy club when you got something funny.
So you're saying it's not necessary to bring that recovery story into mainstream clubs?
Nah, normal people don't care. They
right.
care that you're paying taxes again, that you're not ruining their kids in a crosswalk with your car.
Yeah.
Recovery people think we're special. We're late.
So how do you transition? How do you transition from doing the private recovery, which is how I know you, and that's the audience you're speaking to today is a recovery audience. How do you transition from the recovery audience to the mainstream audience? Or is that just because, you know, you being a comedian, you know how to do that naturally?
It's like talking to a 9-year-old instead of a 25-year-old. You got to speak different languages. I'm fluent in female. I speak corporate. I speak kid. I speak 12-step. I speak collegiate. You got to speak a bunch of different languages. And humor crosses all those boundaries. So the show that you're talking about right now, Curtis and I, it's really, really, really funny first. Recovery, yeah. Normie, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, parenting, relationship, yeah. But it's funny first. Funny is what matters in comedy.
I love it. Again, anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, we've got Mark and Curtis here. And so what is the Addicts Comedy Tour, and where are we going to find that?
Well, Well, the Addicts Comedy Tour right now, and just to answer, you know, talk about the last question you had, we plant our flag early in the show. And what I mean by that is there's no secret when we go into these places, we're in recovery. We're not anonymous about our recovery. You know, I'm not going to tell you what programs I go to, if any at all, but I will tell you I'm in recovery from drugs and alcohol for a long time.
He goes to AA. Curtis goes to AA.
AAA, maybe. I have no idea what he's talking about. we plant our flag early, and most people that are attracted to it are like, oh, my God, this is a level of I don't know if they're saying, oh, my God, but it's a level of comedy that's honest. We're not going up and being observational and going, hey, what's the deal with traffic? What's up with cotton balls? I mean, we're up going, here's our story. This is who we are. And, you know, Mark's comedy, I think more so than mine, is based in the truth of his life and, you know, and talking about his struggles, not only as a man, because we're also men. It's talking about, you know, all the normal stuff that normal audiences get, but also it's that this is how two guys in recovery are able to, you know, handle our life, imperfect as it is, because, you know, definitely we don't have all the answers. But here's the funny. So recovery audiences are drawn to what we do. We find a huge amount of NA, AA, CMA, CA, Al-Anon, Nar-Anon. They all show up, but also normal people that go, oh, these guys are professional comics and have been comedians for years, and they know how to make us laugh. So
I've never heard an Al-Anon joke. They're not as fun as AA.
Well,
can I hear an Al-Anon joke?
They're Al-Anonic. Well,
they're Al-Anonic.
That is
funny,
isn't
it? Yeah.
The great thing about Al-Anons is if somebody else is laughing, they'll laugh too, just because they think they should. So, you know.
Oh, is that true? That is so true.
So here you go, Kim. This is
that's good.
You always know the Al-Anons in a room because they have a mating call. Al-Anons have a mating call.
Yeah,
okay. So how has comedy helped you and those close to you to overcome your roadblocks in life?
I'll let Mark answer that one, but I just wanted to tell you, Addicts Comedy, we're touring all over America. So, you know, we were just recently in Southern Cal, and we're heading up to, we're in Utah and Eastern Washington upcoming, and then we'll be in Texas. And, you know, we do very well in the Midwest. Ohio and Nebraska have been great to us. We're down in Florida. We're up in Boston. So we're all over the country. If people go to addictscomedy.com, they can follow our schedule. But we'll be going to all parts of the country. And, you know, we'll get down close to the 805. We like it down there.
I just have to say that you are really an inspiration to me. The fact that the two of you are doing what you love and making a living at it. I mean, that's...
What did you do before that?
I know.
That's
I'm just like, I'm in awe. I think it's...
Well, we're doing what we love. And
we are doing what, right. And we're kind of making a living at it.
We are. Yeah. Okay. But it is about, you know what? I mean, if you look back on your life, what did you do before? That's what I want to know, first of all.
Go ahead.
We ask a lot of questions here. We're kind of gabby over here.
Yeah, that's okay. You're doing a great job. And to address one of the things you just said, which is you make a living. Making a living comes after you're living what you are made.
Mm. Ooh, say that again. I got to write that down. Okay. Oh, my God. Right. Say that again.
Making a living comes after you're living what you were made.
Making a living comes after.
I got lost.
Don't give Mark any ideas for new T-shirts.
I mean, that's a quote that I got to put on my Facebook. Making a living comes after.
You are living what you were made.
You are living. When it's changing by moments here.
As the listeners change their setting here.
I mean, that's a
making
beautiful,
a living comes
a
after
quote.
You are living.
Living what you were made.
What you were made. Okay, what you were made.
And the reason I say that is because what you do is who you are.
I mean,
after you find out who you are.
Because we're just robots in the means of trying to figure out our life, right?
Well, the reason I bring this up is our audience is recovering, and there may be somebody out there listening to you that is newly recovered, possibly, or someone that might have, you know, a few little dings on their record, maybe a felony or two. And, you know, I do a lot of life coaching with new addicts and whatnot. And they complain, well, you know, I've got this on my record, and how am I ever going to get hired? And, you know, wah, wah, wah. And I'm just, you know, when I hear two guys doing what they love and making a living at it, I'm inspired. I'm wondering what you might say to that kid out there that's complaining that they can't get started in something they love.
Well, I know that after I had probably 7-8 years of recovery, I went and talked to, they're called lawyers, and they can expunge things from your record. But the deal is out there in the real world are people in recovery that will give somebody in recovery a chance.
That's true.
It's not as if you're alone. I mean, I early on, when I first got clean and sober, I took a car sales job, and I hated it. And it wasn't good for me or my meetings, and I went into the manager, and I said, you know what? I can't do this. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take your car sales license, and I'm going to cut it up. And he goes, do you want some coffee? And his coffee cup said, keep it simple, stupid. And I went, you know what? I get what I need when I need it.
So, yeah. Ooh, well, For that new guy
that you were just asking about, the new he or she that says, hey, I got a felony jacket, and I want to dump some of this baggage. Yeah, you tell him, hey, the person that's going to help you next year, you'll meet this week. You just won't know it yet.
Oh, I love that.
They show up. Suit up, show up, shut up, grow up. Those are the steps, the baby steps. Suit up, show up, shut up, grow up. Before you even get to the 12, you got to do the first four.
Do you think it's wise to raise their hand and say, look, you know, I'm new. I'm trying to expand my career and such and such. I mean, a meeting really isn't a place for that, and yet I sometimes think that's where the greatest connections are made.
I think that the attraction rather than promotion says just tell what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Somebody will figure out. We read between the lines.
Exactly.
Here's the joke coming. If
exactly.
you do that, some Al-Anon will help you out in the parking lot.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
I love it.
I'm so
inspired.
You
guys have a DVD series, right? Family and Treatment?
There's a couple. Humor and Treatment is a 3-disc series, and then Family and Treatment is a 7-disc series. That's clinical stuff. It's clinical comical, they call it. The industry calls it. It's just what I do, and it's PG rated and really very, very easy.
Who would be interested in watching that? Is it younger teens, older, what?
Both of them are geared right at anybody who's recovering from anything that's liquid narcotics or otherwise. It's a chemical abuse step-by-step system of how to laugh at what we're afraid of so we don't return to.
Okay. Will you guys stay with us? I want to ask you a little bit about obviously being in the entertainment business and, you know, how you guys maintain your sobriety. Will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Sure. If Curtis will stay, I'll stay.
Uh-oh. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. And let's see. What do we have to give away? Always trying to give something away to our listeners. And, of course, you know, we've got Strawberry Festival tickets. That's going to be happening next week. And I'd love to get those out to you. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing, too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarling and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of our show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And again, our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I'd love to give out some Famous Dave's gift certificates. And of course, they're located all over, but we're talking about the one right here on Seagoss Way in Oxnard, and I'd love to share 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way. And, of course, that's Famous Dave's. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right, we're talking with Mark and Curtis, and we're talking about the Addicts Comedy Tour. But not only that, how long have you guys been maintained your sobriety?
In clubs? Is that what you're asking, or just in general?
That's a good one. Okay. They made us laugh right
they
there.
Did.
I
we
love
were,
it.
We were yeah. wanting to laugh. We were talking about that.
60 minutes a night we made.
That's good. Do you take one day at a time?
Yeah. I don't know any other way.
Okay. I know.
Curtis has been sober 32 years. I've been sober 27.
Wow. That's awesome.
It sounds like a long time, but really what that is, that's two guys who have fewer excuses to misbehave. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Are you both married?
Both married?
Not to each other.
Not to each other. Separately married.
That guy. I know, if I liked men, they wouldn't be bald and creepy. So
what are the greatest gifts of your life?
Look how funny he is.
You both are very funny.
I was married. I was married once. I think Mark more than that. Anyway, so, you know.
Well, that's okay. Do it till you do it right, I say. I've been married multiple times.
Do it till you do it right. I like that.
My family is serial marriers. So
that's right. I'm a serial marrier. I believe, listen,
over and over, expecting different results. One of the phrases I heard in a meeting early on was just, it threw me. And then I remembered who we were talking about, this dysfunctional family. A lady said she'd been married 4 times to 2 people. And I just thought, oh, I get that. All right.
I'm having trouble with the math.
So she just keeps remarrying
the
them,
same.
Right?
Oh, so she married two twice.
The same person.
Twice.
Yes.
Two twice. Okay. Yeah. See, my math is a little off.
Well, they do say you can kind of restart your relationship over and over again. You just got to do it better the next time, right?
Well, why get married?
Yeah, but why get a divorce?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, why get a divorce if you know you're going to, it's like, the grass is greener until you find the weeds,
okay? The truth
okay?
is it's a lot easier to get divorced than it is to stay married as far as I'm concerned.
Well, take a break.
Exactly. Or, don't be trying to redo it.
Or don't live together.
I think we're totally getting our listeners a little confused here,
We're part of the comedy tour,
you know?
Somebody, for God's sake, bring the hope. Who forgot the bag of hope?
Oh, I love it. Is all your stuff, do you have positive, is it inspirational comedy?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, we made them laugh.
I know.
No, I mean, Mark and I are both survivors by the grace of God. I don't speak for Mark. I love the guy. He's my best friend in the world. But, it's whatever an audience wants to take from it, And I think some people, they just come in and go, oh, my God, these guys have long-term recovery. That's cool. That's inspirational.
some people come in and go, wow, these guys are great comedians, and they're in recovery. That's inspirational. And some people go, you know what, I'm not buying it. I want my money back. So
you know what,
I
was inspired and you didn't even say anything. I mean, the fact, again, I'm going to say it again, that you'd make a living doing what you love inspires me. And you didn't have to say a word. You had me at hello.
Yeah.
Well, hello, and we don't have to do, you know, it's never been about the money or the attention or, well, sometimes about the attention early on. When I was new, I needed a lot of care and attention.
Those that-a-boys. That-a-boy, that-a-boy.
Yeah, other than that demanding it, you know, that seeking, attention-seeking stuff from childhood. But later on, it just was a passion because it's a fabric in the quilt of who we are. So if you're funny, you find an outlet. If you're a teacher, if you're a healer, if you're a mechanic, if you're mm-hmm. a fixer, if you're whatever you are, you find it by getting clean, staying sober, and doing that work. It'll show up. You don't have to go looking for it. It will show up. That's what they call the attraction rather than promotion. And having faith instead of fear will give you a whole broader horizon to look at. Your lens will expand.
What about the fact that, you know, I did Celebrity Rehab 5 years ago, and, you know, okay, I guess I don't have time to ask the question.
No,
I thought I did,
yeah.
But just the whole anonymous thing I was wondering about.
Yeah.
But we'll have to bring that
up
another
time.
Yeah,
we'll have to bring you guys back, but where do we find you?
At our house.
AddictsComedy.com. AddictsComedy.com.
You got it.
You can Google Mark L, just the letter L, Mark L. You'll see pages of stuff on there that refer you to AddictsComedy.com. Curtis Matthews has a Facebook page. I got a Facebook. We're not hard to find.
Like our Facebook page, and we'll share you. And thank you so much, and share our show. And thank you for being here. Of course, we're at the end of our show, and of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. One door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one that has been opened for us. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Have a really great rest of your afternoon, and I'll talk to you next week.